This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Starting today, the United States will begin screening millions of foreign visitors as they enter and leave the country. The program, called U.S. Visit, involves collecting the fingerprints and photographs of those who need visas to enter the United States. It's being done in the name of Homeland Security, but there are questions about how well the system will work. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Visitors to the United States have always faced questions at the border.
Hi, sir. How are you today? So your passport and declaration?
Sure.
Sweden is home for you?
Yeah.
And you're traveling here on business to Seattle?
Yes, that's
right. All right.
But today, foreigners who arrive at the nation's 115 international airports and 14 seaports will be asked to do something new.
Okay. Sir, I'm going to ask you to place your left index finger on this red square here. Okay. Keep it there. Perfect. Now place your right index finger on that red square. Perfect.
Good.
All right, I'm going to snap a real quick photograph.
The fingerprints and photos are intended to help U.S. authorities figure out exactly who's coming into the country and whether they leave when they're supposed to. Homeland Security Undersecretary Asa Hutchinson says the data will be matched against watch lists of known or suspected terrorists. The information will also be compared with similar data collected overseas to make sure the person who applied for a visa is the same one using it at the border.
This should take a matter of seconds, but it gives us huge leaps forward in terms of security, but also the integrity of our immigration system.
Hutchinson says U.S. Visit should make it easier to identify those travelers who need to be questioned more thoroughly by helping authorities quickly verify an individual's identity.
Right now, if you come in with a name that is confusingly similar to a name on a watch list, you've got a problem because all we have is to ask questions to check more biographic information.
The program will affect about 26 million visitors this year. Citizens from 27 nations who don't need visas are exempt, although they'll soon need new, more secure passports. Later this year, U.S. Visit is supposed to be expanded to the nation's 50 busiest land border crossings. All border crossings will be covered by the end of 2005. Carter Morris with the American Association of Airport Executives says airport managers will be closely monitoring the first phase of the program.
In particular, to see what those lines look like. That, you know, is sort of the bread and butter for airports is customer service, and a lot of customer service at an airport, of course, is how long you're waiting in lines.
Homeland Security officials estimate the additional wait should be about 15 seconds per person. Morris says he's actually more concerned about the second stage of the program, when foreign visitors later this year will also have to check in at self-service kiosks as they leave the country. Deborah Myers of the Migration Policy Institute, a nonpartisan think tank, says many things about the new program are still a mystery.
There are all sorts of other questions out there in terms of how will this data be used, who's going to be tracking all this data, do we have the resources necessary to follow up on any leads that are generated. I think there are a lot of unknowns about the program at this point.
She also wonders what recourse travelers will have if they encounter a mistake on the watch list.
And they are an innocent person. They don't want to have a problem every time they travel. How are they able to correct that? And we also want to look out and make sure that information isn't being shared inappropriately.
The Homeland Security Department says the data could be shared with selected law enforcement authorities. Others worry what message U.S. Visit is sending overseas. Brazil already retaliated last week by starting to require U.S. visitors there to be fingerprinted and photographed. John Marks, the 2003 national chairman of the Travel Industry Association of America, says he doesn't want the process to discourage foreign travel to the United States.
On paper and conceptually, we're very supportive of the U.S. visit program on the one condition that it work efficiently and effectively and not become obtrusive or obstructive to visitors coming to the United States.
He says foreigners already face a considerable burden obtaining U.S. visas. They're now required to show up at a consulate to be interviewed. He also wonders whether U.S. visit will actually stop terrorists.
At some point, you have to ask yourself the question, is the person that may choose to do harm to our country, are they truly going to come in through the front door? Are they going to come through this process, or might they find some other way to enter?
Asa Hutchinson admits the program has limitations, but says it's a major improvement over the current system, where border guards often have to rely on little more than gut instinct to decide whether someone should or shouldn't get into the country. Pam Fessler, NPR News.